Yes, we're here. I think, there we go. Okay, everything's working. What do you know? We are on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. You never know, you might be the one. You can locate me all throughout the internet at www.minds.com/Brian396, www.Brian396.com, Aaron Mack on YouTube channel, gagcanada.org, .ca, sorry, and then you got augmentedforce.com, and you got me on the YouTube channel as well as Herbs Plus and Beadwork, so feel free to come on in, check out what's there, check out the different places I've mentioned, come on into the chat room, and get acquainted. Alrighty, hey, we made it, we are here, can you imagine that, we are here. You know, my days get to be a blur sometimes. You know, there's sometimes so much stuff is happening, you know, and I can barely know what day I'm in. Literally, you know, and so much information is coming out on affecting us on so many different plateaus. And the variety of information that's coming out today on subject matter regarding to health and life in general, even, it can be a bit overwhelming. And you got to take it in bits and bites. There's no way you can take it all in, and you got to work a little bit on this and work a little bit on that. And you know, eventually you come to a point. You come to the point where you realize the connections involved. How everything is interconnected, how everything is connected on so many fronts to take you out. Now, we've all heard about the tariffs that, you know, Trump has put on China, and you know, we're talking about that, everyone's talking about that, and how basically it's not going to benefit the working class at all, nor is it going to benefit the consumer at all. This is only going to benefit those who are in power already. They're going to get the biggest cut. I mentioned, you know, I was talking to some friends of mine here in Ontario, and I was mentioning how we pay to buy American products right now. We have to pay those tariffs and duties that are going to be, you know, put on the goods in the States. But where we get socked as well is we got our own import taxes, which we have to pay. And then we have to pay 35% on top of that because our dollar isn't worth a hill of beans. You know, the powers that be have decided that, you know, we have to pay 35% more because they need to make more money. And it's scandalous all the way around. It really is. It's totally scandalous on so many different fronts how, as a people, we're constantly being manipulated in these ludicrous games that the corporations play with each other, and in the end we pay more. And this is going to reflect on the things you need as well to protect you from nano, to protect you from synthetic biology, to protect you from the pathologies that are already being in the air and those that are releasing from the lab. It's going to get to the point, in order for you to stay healthy, in order for you to be healthy, you're going to have to be rich, because you can't depend on the doctors. They're about as useless as three udders on a bull. Totally useless. They have never cured anything. They're not going to cure anything. And if you got to use an alternative to fix your body, it's going to cost you through the butt, big time. Because the corporations that control the health food industry, the pharmaceuticals that control the health food industry, also control the alternatives. And you can see the implication of what I'm saying by looking at the products you're buying today in the health food industry. They're starting to look like the drugstore, vitamins you're buying in a drugstore. Completely contaminated, completely saturated with excipients. Completely having neutralizing agents so that they won't even work. Imagine you're spending $30 for a bottle of vitamins and you go to a health food store thinking you're buying high quality stuff, and it turns out They don't work. Doesn't that annoy you? Well, unless you're rich and you can throw away $30. I mean, I don't know many, many of us can do that anymore, but I mean, think about that for a minute. We are, you know, none of us are rich by any stretch of the imagination, and in fact, a lot of us are struggling just to get through another day in paradise. That's just the way it is, that's how it is, and that's the way it's going. So you have to start thinking in terms of preparation at this stage of the game. Before these tariffs are fully complete implemented in the system, and they may get implemented very quickly, you may want to start stockpiling on the things that you use the most. So by the time you run out of these things, it'll be a gradual increase in your expenses. Same with the supplements you're buying, same with the powders you're buying, the necessities, even food is going to be affected from this. Yeah, don't buy those, Squirrel, don't buy the apple flavor. Those aren't really apple flavor, those are something else. There's an Anaprin that they've got at horse.com that doesn't have any flavor. Get those. Do not buy these flavored things that are usually with synthetic or artificial flavoring agents, which are from aborted babies. So avoid those. Avoid that snare. You got to remember, they horses will take and will eat whatever you give them as long as you mix sugar with it. That's how they are. When we're looking at today's time, I gave you a link. I was watching this on the YouTube yesterday from Dust. Growing attached to an imaginary friend. Now that's a program, that's an operating system that a lot of young people get initiated with, having an imaginary friend. But what they did here is they were showing that the imaginary friend was the one that had grown attached to the person that created them. It was a reversal. And I started thinking about that. So isn't that interesting? The imaginary friend now has grown attached to the person who imagined them into existence. That's a program. It's an operating system. So when you're looking at that and you begin to realize, you know, that this program is attaching itself to you, then you can transfer this into other things. For instance, your cell phone, the things you're watching on television, the music you're listening to, the media that you watch on the YouTube channels or some of the other channels, the info channel, infomercial channels, the things you read. These are all part of the program. Now imagine, for 1 minute, imagine a program that's been constructed with artificial intelligence technology to be able to attach itself to you and to eventually become completely integrated with you, and then all of a sudden you stop accessing that program. What would happen? What would become of the program? Would it go rogue? Would it create a virus? Would it create an anomalous type program? Would it retaliate? Would it break down? Would it disappear? Would it reattach itself to another host? This is the programming that we're talking about today that's a real reality. Programs like this that can heavily influence us by how it attaches itself to us and what it can reflect to us through our minds, through our thoughts, even through our souls, if you will. The nature of this technology is only there to subjugate mankind. It's not there to help us get... None of the technology that has come around since the 1950s has actually really fully benefited us. In fact, it has required more of our time, more of our strength, more of our effort, more of our mental capacity to use these technological conveniences, and we're no further ahead. In fact, we are falling further behind. Our intellectual capacity to mature has become stunted as a result of all this wonderful tech, and now they're going to make it easier on you. They're going to implement inside you some kind of microchip that will now allow you complete and free access to artificial intelligence, so now you can be that super genius. You can be that superstar. You can be that superman or superwoman. You can now be the intellectual, not anomaly, but special child. And all this does is attaches programming to you that now become you, or you become them, and then you become totally assimilated. And in the meantime, you are working your backsides off just so that you can have the toys, have the tech, you know, have it all. Yay. So again, this is a real reality. Think about this sometime. When you break away from something that you normally do, don't you find sometimes it seems like you go through a real rough time, a real rough course in time, that you go through some kind of stress or some kind of opposition? It's like it doesn't want to let you go. How many of you got, you know, have been married and got divorced and you had to sort of start your life all over again? And every time you, because now you have figured out what to do in life and you've gone through whatever. And now you're going to go at it by yourself without the encumbrance of a person or partner that was slowing you down or basically, you know, trying to cause you to fail. You know, and how many times after you cut loose and went to start over, it was almost like you're fighting this invisible force, this invisible power, this wall, this constant opposition, this resistance, so that you could get to wherever you got to go. Because you remember when you first started off doing it, it didn't seem like it was that hard of a deal to get involved in doing whatever you wanted to do. But the moment you start making a change in that operation program or whatever, again, it starts to show some kind of invisible field that will not let you get through. Tony, I'm so leery of the 18, 20-year-olds. We have a girl here in Olympia who likes video games and was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Confessed to the police she strangled and dismembered her mom, who's been missing since July. Nobody found. No body parts found. It's an awful story. Yeah, she probably fed him to the pigs. You know, probably fed him to a pig pen. That's the schizophrenia, or hearing the voices in the head. Could be, like I said, either a low B3 element, or now could be a frequency that's being pumped in. Because when those lights are flashing at your head, you know, when you're playing these games, it can open your head to receive whatever transmission they want to put inside. But that invisible force seems to be there. It won't let you go. It's like you're fighting tooth and nail for every inch you're getting, until eventually you're able to somehow circumvent the field and continue. That's a program operating system that is opposing the changes. It doesn't want to let you go. It's like once you get into that quagmire, whatever quagmire you get into, it doesn't want to let you go. It doesn't want to let you move forward. It doesn't want to let you progress. It doesn't want to let you prosper. It wants to keep you in that state of compromise. That is a program. Tony, what do you think of the hurricane not moving for so long over the Bahamas? That's a controlled weather. That's weather modification. they basically blasted the Bahamas. That was on its way to Puerto Rico. They got the whole Bahamas up in turmoil. That storm was now, it was supposed to have been heading up toward the eastern seaboard. It's a controlled weather. Who are they kidding? This was done to Puerto Rico last year, or this earlier this year. They destroyed Puerto Rico with the same technology. This is why I keep telling everybody. They don't care. They don't care if you're a woman. They don't care if you're a man. They don't care if you live on an island. They don't care if you live wherever you live. They don't care about your ethnicity. They don't care what you believe in. They don't care who you believe in. They don't care. We are dealing with the sons of Belial. We are dealing with the sons of Moloch. We are dealing with the sons of the devil. That's who we're dealing with. You know, Jesus used to call them that. You are of your father, the devil. The Zionists of that time frame, that's who Jesus used to call the devil. We are dealing with the children of Satan. That's what's caused us. Who? God gave us life and they are destroying it. God gave us a beautiful planet and they are converting it. They're turning it into their father's image, not the creator's, not to God's. So when we're looking at all that's going on today with all these events, I'm saying there's so many things coming down the pipe. You know, weather modification weaponry. They're using the weather as a weapon. You know, and this is going to have other implications as well. Imagine the prices of oranges are too low. All of a sudden we create a tsunami from hell. We wipe out the orange orchards in California, and now all you have is the oranges out of Florida. Now those oranges are going to cost you quadruple if you want to eat one of those oranges. So think of that as well. That's why I said you got to get ready. You got to be prepared. You know, we could all be dead. We could all be dead anytime. I mean, that's a given. It's, you know, walk out the door, somebody run you over with a car, or somebody shoot you, or whatever. You know, depending where you live, which the sons of Satan created. They created these environments that we're living in. These tenuous environments that they caused, so that we could stay in a state of division rather than forming a more perfect union. This is a real reality. I had a woman call me today. She's a believer, and I'm always teasing her because we both sit on different sides of the fence as far as the rapture goes. She believes in it, I don't. So I'm always yanking her chain. But we started talking about all these things going on, and even in the churches today, and the nonsense on the these television evangelists. They're nothing but Zionists and Jesuits. That's all they are. They're not even preaching the gospel, but yet these are the deceivers and the weavers. And the same thing is going on in the political spectrum. The same thing is going on in the health food industry. Gurus coming up, pumping up some nonsense. They found a special formula to stop nano poisoning by giving you more nano and acid. Ridiculous. But if you're not well versed in what's going on today, you could be very easily sucked in. And it's important that you understand that. That they are trying to suck us all in. And this is the name. This is why I refuse to get into any kind of debates on anything in regarding to beliefs anymore, because the beliefs, for all we know, could have been implemented by these things. They could have contorted everything, and they have. Even in health. How many times are you hearing the guru, one guru saying it's okay not to do this, and another saying, oh, it's okay to do it. Then how many of you are reading what these things are? How many of you are studying what these things are? What they're composed of, what they're extracted from, how they're built. Oh, isn't that interesting? So when we're looking at some of the things. Another thing I was looking at earlier, let's see where we're at here in the time. Okay, I got a couple minutes yet. I had another thing here. Vegan diet and brain health. And they're validating that brain damage is caused by veganism. Something I've been saying for decades. I've seen the vegans. They've come to me and they are beyond belief brain damaged. Some of the things that come out of their mouths and some of the rhetoric and the propaganda that they've all fallen for, it stuns me. All right, come on back and we'll get more about how I'm stunned by stupidity. See you in a bit. Hey, I think we're back. I think we're back in the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, you can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. And click on the appropriate links, come on into the chat room, make friends, get acquainted, and maybe, just maybe, the information that's being given may save your life. You never know. Okay, before the break, talking about how vegans are mentally dysfunctional. And there's a link, a study, showing you that it's true. I've had discussions with a lot of them lately. I have one especially contact me. Doesn't even realize how brain damaged she is. And doesn't realize how much of the propaganda she has actually fallen for. It stuns me that how they have propagated this ideology has no basis in fact. How they've used an emotional theme to get them, oh, the poor animals, oh. Vegans do more damage to animals than the farmers ever could. Some of you are saying, what do you mean by that? Well, let's take a look at what goes on in the world of vegan. In the world of vegan, we have to now clear cut forests. Lots and lots of forests. Trees have to be cut down so that soy can now be grown. When you cut down all those trees, you have now displaced all those animals that are in the forests, are in the fields. And a lot of them cannot go anywhere else because they're indigenous to the areas, which can cause massive extinction of these animals. We can thank the vegan. Then they plant soy, genetically engineered soy, genetically engineered corn, genetically engineered wheat, genetically engineered grain. And then now they have to spray the environment with glyphosate and atrazine and God knows what else, nanosilver and nanosilica, and then we put smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors all into the DNA of these foods, which now diminishes my capability and my capacity to breathe the air. Because the tree system that was there to remove the carbon dioxide and other pollutants and pathologies and viruses, because a lot of viruses are still trapped into these trees. They don't die. They're put in a state of being anaerobic where they can't breathe and they can't move. Again, we can thank the vegans. Then when you're looking at to feed the corn and the GMO corn and soy and everything that they're now feeding the livestock, which causes the livestock a lot of harmful health issues. Farmers are spending tons of dollars on vets because of the food poisoning the livestock. So now these people are responsible for not only destroying the environment, scorching the earth, wiping out indigenous animals, but even destroying the livestock. Wow, this is a great idea. Only a Satanist would have thought of this. And then when they point out that the diet itself can cause brain issues, why does that not surprise me? And they say they're worried about livestock. But they don't care about the planet. as long as they can have their tofu and their peas and their rice and whatever, and eat all these high phytate foods that can further cause brain damage, that's okay. You know, I gotta tell you the honest truth. In all my years of seeing people with health issues, the ones that had the most problems mentally, and I'm not saying this to be mean-spirited or whatever, were vegans. And I have to say that straight out. They're overly anxious, overly irrational, overly emotional, had no capacity to really focus on really much of what you're talking about. Got really upset very quickly if you crossed the line with their belief systems. I found them more religious than religious people. But then when you tell them the truth, and they did one or two things, they walked away, said, I don't want to come back here again. Hey, carry on. go pick out your box. That's right. Take your Nintendo with you. No, it's a sad state of affairs, but that's the way it is. You know, what can I say? So again, you know, this is another thing. So if you got vegans that want to, you know, display their indignation because you eat meat, because you're killing an animal. I mean, they kill plants apparently, but a plant isn't sentient enough to be deemed as a communicable or an intellect or a means of communication with a network that it creates. No, it's what it is. like I said, some things make me laugh. I got to tell you, it's whatever. I was watching a guy. I'll try to find him. Give me a second. Where'd he go? Trying to hit up on all the different topics today. And I've been talking to everybody about the fullerene assembly. You now have what they call a nano robo worm, which you now can release into your body and can cause, this is what I blow out of my body daily. These nano worms. And they've been invented for quite some time. And they can move through your brain. Sometimes you feel something moving through your head or the bottom of your feet or through your palms of your hand or through other parts of your body. Sometimes your genitals are itchy on you. Sometimes you might think it's a yeast, but it may not be. And these things are inside of us, assembling, networking, taking data, monitoring your insides. Can you imagine that? This is in a free country where your rights are supposed to be defended. Welcome to the new, old, demonically possessed world order. That's where we're at today. Imagine that, a worm crawling through your brain. A worm monitoring every little thing. A worm assembling a network, building platforms so that your body can be now wired up. So the one thing about nanobiology, nanobiotech, synthetic biology, when they tell us how great and wonderful these things are going to be, and how they can cure cancer, and how they can cure, you know, different diseases, and how they can help in the construction of this and do that, and blah, blah, blah. What they don't tell you is what happens after they're done doing their job. What happens to this nano delivery method? Does it stay in the body? Does it assemble? Does it attach itself to other nanoparticles that you've already been exposed to via the air, water, or food you're drinking? How does it get discarded? These guys talking about carbon C6 and how you pee it out. Anybody who had a half a brain and did the research on carbon C60 would recognize the fact that you don't pee it out. You have to breathe it out. It has to be expelled from the lungs. this was the mythos that they spoke about, and I got something here on the carbon nano. I'll talk about that shortly after. But they don't explain to you how the body discards these things, because a lot of times, because they are on an atomic level, and they because they can saturate the cells and permeate through the tissue, cells, and organs, they can now form clusters and assemblies in the system by an activation through frequencies. And guess what? We are being hit daily with frequencies. How many of you have pets? How many are having pets or suffering some kind of health issue that the vet can't figure out? How many of you are spending thousands of dollars on vet bills and getting no solution? Perhaps, maybe, the vet doesn't know about nano poisoning and the amount that's been saturated into the air. And perhaps they do know and don't care. Remember, the veterinarian industry is not regulated. Not regulated at all. In fact, the veterinarian industry basically has carte blanche to do whatever they want with your pet. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine your animal may be exposed or having networks growing on in their systems, in their colon. In the past, I've helped owners with dogs of all sorts, and this one owner had a dog, and everything I gave this dog within 3 weeks, after three weeks, it was okay. After the third week, the dogs went right back exactly to the same condition. After 3 weeks, must have gave this dog over a dozen remedies over the years, and it's the same thing every 3 weeks. Go right back to having a bleeding backside and, you know, whatever. Vet said they had parasites. Got them all out and still the same thing happened. Perhaps maybe those weren't parasites. Perhaps maybe those were nanoworms or fullerenes that were assembling in their colon, breaking down the animal's proteins in the colon and keeping the colon together. As a result, the carbon nanotubes were maybe cutting into the colon, causing the bleeding. These type of dogs, and I don't know what they're called, if you get a dog like that from a pound or from a breeder, immediately go back and get your money back, because the vet bills are going to be expensive. The dogs are being genetically engineered to be broken down before you buy them. So by the time you buy them and take them home and get past the puppy stage and get attached to your puppy or your dog, you now don't have the heart to put them down. It's the way it is. That's the game. That's how they play you. They play you on your emotions. Nobody wants to see an animal suffer. So you do everything you can to the best of your ability and your knowledge to take the animal to somebody who knows maybe how to fix them, and they are not doing that. See, it's easier for them to milk you for a while, make money on the pet, let the pet die, because then you're going to go buy another one. They know this. And then the cycle starts all over again. Be aware of what you're doing. Be aware of what you're doing. Anyway, I've got in there in the links, I believe. Hold on. I believe there's a pectin link or a hydrogel link. Hydrogels basically are a material that holds fluids that can carry whatever you put into it, into the colon, or into the system deeper and easier, so that the solution stays intact and then gets released in the lower GI. As a result, it can take the materials down to the intestinal tract, which can further get there, and a lot more getting to the area, which can allow for a more effective recovery, quicker recovery, or at least the building blocks to start to heal the wound or heal the damage. So these are some of the things that we can do, some things you may want to try to do as far as your pets are concerned. Be careful about listening to the vet as well, because sometimes they really don't know either. They're scratching their head just like you are. So if you get a dog or a cat, and the cat or dog is sick before you even pull them out of a pound or whatever, get your money back right away. Go somewhere else and buy a healthier animal. The breeders, a lot of them do not have any integrity. They got your money and they don't want to give it back. So they'll tell you whatever horse hockey you want to hear, whatever hope that they can offer you so you can keep on keeping the dog. And they know full well you'll get that much more attached to the dog or cat or kangaroo or whatever you have as a pet. It's the way it is. It's how it is. And that's the nature of things. Because like I said, when you get an animal that's got that kind of suffering going on in the colon, it may not be able to be repaired. If the animal's been genetically modified or genetically engineered to, again, create instead of a healing barrier in the colon, it's creating a destructive barrier in the colon. That's how it rolls. That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's how it is. Like I said, stay awake, stay alert. On the YouTube channel, Herbs Plus Beadworks, if you haven't been told, we've got a new video up. It's called Upgrades and Modifications. Go check it out. We show you some things to do to help you, again, get past some of the assault that you're dealing with, like to get you past some of the frequencies, assaults that are hitting you. You can build these things, set them up in your room, set them up in other rooms, set them up throughout the house, and they can create a nice barrier inside to act as a deflector. They finally let one go, and so here we are, and that's what we've got showing. So, when you got a chance, check out the YouTube channel. Type in Herbs Plus Speedworks, and look at the latest one, Upgrades and Modifications. And we show you how to build a bifilar coil, how to attach these coils to fans, and how to turn the fan into a weapon of mass freedom, mass healing. What do you say? It can help. It may be able to help some of you sleep. It may help some of you recover a little bit. It may help some of you think better, work better, less pain. Again, something to consider, something to think about. We're always remember, we are dealing with dark forces that are releasing on the planet all kinds of things, and today you're almost at a point where you can no longer accept everything as fact. You have to start testing all the things around you. And somebody's saying, well, that could be a full-time job. Yeah, it could be, but better safe than sorry. And again, I'm not telling you have to do this. I'm saying that you may want to do this because of what we're being exposed to. It's the way it is. This is the world we live in. So those who are awake need to form a more perfect union so that everybody can brainstorm on ways and means to protect everybody in your circle. with countermeasures. Very important to understand that. Alrighty, I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Send them your support, send them your funds, send them any kind of assistance you can. Remember, don't ask what your activists can do for you, ask what you can do for your activists. That would apply. You got Brian396.com, you got www.minds.com/Brian396, you got, Jesus, just slipped my head there. What's the other one? I can't think of the other one. Popped my head. Aramac at the YouTube channel. And other places on the internet where you can just type in my name or type in Hurtful Speedworks or whatever. Access these guys. Access these activists. Access these people who are taking the time to show you and educate you on different things that's going on. Give them your support any way you can. Help them out. You got me at augmentedforce.com. We're there. I have databases all over the place on the page, and we have a catalog link which can allow you to go shopping. So if you need something from the catalog, you can click on it and access what you need. You need a consultation as well. I'm there as well to do a consultation. So again, the number is 519-977-5351. All righty. We are looking at all kinds of things. There was a guy here earlier today I was listening to. Let's see if I can find him. No, I had him. There you go. He was talking about the AI and the Nephilim. And he got into the bloodlines. I was really impressed at his knowledge of the bloodlines and where everything came from. And as I was talking to another person earlier today, she mentioned how the bloodlines were all tied to the devil up until the Catholic Church came into power. That's when they started separating and said this line came from this line, this thing came from this line. Muddying the waters as it does normally. But when you see this stuff and you understand what these guys are talking about, how we've been maneuvered in such a way, and how he talks about it as well, what's going on with the United States and how the United States, where it's going to wind up in all of this, because these families, these are powerful families, are running the world. They want complete subjugation of America because America has always been the hope of the world as far as the free world and freedom. You mentioned that America still had its freedom because it still had its guns. And these Satanists, Zionists, whatever you want to call them, Jesuits, don't like the fact that America was free, or was is a good word, and they don't want to see this happen again. A lot of things going on in America and in Canada, because Canada and America share the same commonality, is being destroyed in order to become more disruptive. In regarding to who we are to each other, what we are, and where we came from. History will be rewritten again and again and again as long as this continues. We have to recognize this. We have to recognize that even the truisms, they're being perpetrated in the mosque, perpetrated in the temples, perpetrated in the churches. A lot of this is just what it is. You know, propaganda. Don't fall for any of it. I don't care what stripe you're wearing, don't fall for any of it. Who comes out on top? Who comes out on the bottom? Over an emotional response. Nobody wins in a war. Nobody. A war is only fought if there is no absolute other options and the two countries just cannot get along, then you will have your war. That's how they got everybody thinking. So even with your health, remember the gurus are only going to sell you what they're going to make the most money on. And any new and improved or any new sensational idea or product that's popping on the market today is most of the time is a con. Again, to get you to consume something that's going to further compromise your body, and you're thinking that these things are doing good for you. Learn to read the labels, and if you can't pronounce the words on the labels, write them down. Do a research. If you got a cell phone, I'm not an advocate of cell phones, but if you got one, you may as well put it to use properly and do some research with it, not waste your time doing selfies. Then you can see for yourself what these guys are doing, who they really work for. That's how it is, you know. Don't let anybody deceive you with their rhetoric. It's new and improved. It's going to put a red S on your chest. It's going to give you blue underwear, x-ray eyes. Bullets are going to bounce off you. You'll go forever. I was watching an infomercial last night. Happened to be somewhere, they had one running about this new form of creatine and all these amino acids and how great and wonderful it was, and you're going to feel it right away, and you're going to, oh, this and that and whatever. It's going to cost you a measly $99 million, but you can take out a second, third, and fourth mortgage. Not a problem, because you're going to have this super pill that will help you make the payments. Does that sound like a good infomercial? That's what they propagate. And people get caught up on that. I don't know what it is about that, but people get caught up on that kind of stuff, and they got to try. It rouses their curiosity. Does it work? Is it real? I spent $99 million, so I got three mortgages. Is it going to do something besides put me in a poorhouse? Welcome to the new Guru Order, where the gurus will sell you whatever you want to, whatever you want to buy, they will sell. I hear the music, so we'll see you Thursday. Till then, read, study, and experiment. Best thing you could ever do. All right, you take care.